In the medical field, people between the ages of 18 and 34 are sometimes called young invincibles, and they're the focus of a lot of attention right now when it comes to health care. The March 31st enrollment deadline for the Affordable Care Act is closing in, and the law banks on the participation of these younger people who tend to be healthy. Now, a study raises questions about whether the insurance plans available to young invincibles are affordable. Here's Alana Gordon of member station WHYY in Philadelphia.
Subsidies in the health law were supposed to lower insurance costs for people who make $11,000 to $46,000 a year. But it's more complicated than that. Take 26-year-old Brian Lochnane. He was making $36,000 when he looked for a policy on healthcare.gov in December.
There was something that said that you're eligible for a subsidy. And, after I had put in the rest of my information, it said that it was $0.
That's because subsidies kick in only when a baseline plan exceeds a certain percentage of a person's income. It didn't in Lochnane's case. It's called a subsidy gap, according to Kevin Coleman with the health IT group Health Pocket. He recently looked at plans for young adults in 8 major cities, and all of them had these subsidy gaps.
What we found is that, on average, once you were above $31,744, you probably were not going to qualify for a subsidy.
This may mean there are enough low-cost insurance options to begin with. But Coleman wonders how affordable plans might be for some young adults and whether some would just rather pay a penalty. Depending on their age, income, and city, health insurance could be as much as $250 to $350 a month and make up nearly 10% of their income. That might seem like a lot for something they may never use.
When you combine these results with the fact that young people, under the age of 35, statistically they're healthier, they probably place a lower priority on the need for health insurance. This may help explain why we're seeing an under-enrollment of the young adults versus the targets originally set by the administration.
But in Philadelphia, the region's largest insurer doesn't seem too worried about this. Independence Blue Cross is one of two companies offering plans on Philadelphia's exchange and already has 90,000 signups.
We're looking to get as many people insured as possible, make sure that they're aware the deadline is coming.
Colleen Cavanaugh is director of marketing. She's in a tent near City Hall where agents are helping people sign up.
Back in January, if we looked at the numbers, we had about 21% enrollment in the millennial population. We're now around 31%, so we've seen a nice uptick in February and March enrollment numbers.
Cavanaugh says the majority of those young adults have been eligible for subsidies. But that does not include 26-year-old Brian Lochnane, who was aging out of his parents' plan and works for a tech startup that doesn't offer insurance.
I was a completely new entrant into the marketplace, so I didn't really have an idea, really, of what I would be paying.
Lochnane found a silver plan at full cost for $200 a month. Analysts like Coleman with Health Pocket worried that might be too much for young people. For Lochnane, it's worth it. He's healthy but wants coverage, just in case. He saw how important insurance was for his girlfriend.
She had cancer and she beat it. But that's a situation where without health insurance, you're going to get into debt for the rest of your life.
A $200 a month plan was an easy sell.
That's less than half of what I pay each month for groceries. I have other expenses too, but for my health, I'm absolutely willing to pay that.
He acknowledges other factors in his favor, include Philadelphia's relatively low cost of living and not having any major debts. For NPR News, I'm Alana Gordon in Philadelphia.
This story is part of the partnership of NPR, WHYY, and Kaiser Health News.